Gary Kay's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
Well, hello, listeners, and welcome to Rave Radio. I'm Joel Rollins, and this is The Week. And it's finally summer here in Connecticut. Not that we've even slowed down for a minute this summer, but a lot of my staff has given up on waiting for it to slow down and has gone on vacation anyway, leaving the boss to hold down the office. Being alone here, in between calls, I'm doing my Elvis impression and admiring the way the office echoes. No, actually, I'm just enjoying the quiet and going over the news with you folks. Anyway, we'll be doing that in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let me remind you that The Week is brought to you by Hypersign, who make a truly innovative product line for digital signage. You can find out more about a signage solution that's easy and cost-effective at www.hypersign.com. The Week is also brought to you by Atlas Sound, who occupy a very unique place, in fact a whole number of places, in the audio area of our industry. They make a huge variety of audio product to fill the needs of the AV industry, and more about them can be found at www.atlassound.com. Also, while you're here on Rave Radio, take a listen to our other podcasts like the Green AV Podcast, the Wavecast from Women in AV, and Gary Kay's Almost Daily Rants and Raves. You can find them all at www.ravepubs.com and on iTunes. Here, on The Week, we try to address the most important items we see in AV news for the week, and we bring you a range of guests for a conversation about subjects important to our industry. So, while we're here, and I'm holding down the office, let's talk about what's going on in the world of AV. We're going to start the news this week on a positive note. A study by FutureSource Consulting reveals that the market for professional displays is on track to finish 2013 on the plus side of the ledger. Quarter 2 wrapped up with 521,998 global shipments, a 5% gain on 2012 year-to-date. You can read the full report at www.futuresource-consulting.com. Also, an announcement, it's go-live time for the Aim High Audio online store at www.ahadistributing.com. The new site offers 24/7 dealer access, product information, technical specifications, images, other helpful resources. Aim High Audio claims to be one of the fastest-growing distribution firms in the country. Company President Chris Gilray cites making life easier for Aim High Audio customers as the top priority and the reason for investing in the online store. In news from Clear One, they've announced a new partnership with SK Mac, who will be Clear One's rep in the U.S. Mid-Atlantic states. SK Mac will handle Clear One's full portfolio of video conferencing, pro audio, multimedia streaming, and digital signage solutions. Clear One spokesmen say that industry veteran SK Mac is known for its no-compromise attitude on quality and insistence on education down to the user level. This new partnership, they say, will build strong relationships with SK Mac's broad base of value-added resellers. Other audio news, Revo Labs has launched its European Core Reseller Program. The program rewards key partners for their sales growth and dedication to Revo Labs wireless audio solutions. The program was launched to support business growth in Europe and to recognize integrators who have helped introduce and deploy Revo Labs technology throughout the continent. Core reseller members receive a number of unique benefits, including deal registration, pre-sales technical and design support, qualified leads, a field engineer health check for corporate customers, increased access to demonstration products, and a whole lot more. To qualify for the European Core Reseller Program, partners must maintain an annual revenue target, have at least one Revo Labs certified technician, agree to a quarterly business review, host sales and engineering training events, and have a proactive involvement in joint case studies, PR, and social media opportunities for customer wins and promotions. Broadcast Picks is extending its sizzling summer trade-in program through August 31st of 2013. Customers who trade in any video production system can receive up to $4,000 toward the purchase of a Broadcast Picks Flint, Granite, or Mica system. Broadcast Picks Slate customers get special trade-in incentives. In addition to the established discounts towards a new Broadcast Picks system, Slate owners can receive a $2,000 discount towards a control panel upgrade, an additional year of warranty coverage, and a choice of free camera control software or Fluent Rapid CG. Purchase orders for the sizzling summer trade-in program must be received by August 31st, 2013, and trades must be received 45 days after receipt of the new Broadcast Picks product. For full details, visit www.broadcastpicks.com. Hey, and there's a new connector box from Denmark-based Neats. The Easy Connect is an all-in-one connector box that's made to be integrated into a tabletop or lectern. The standard version accommodates all five typical connections for laptop computers and most tablet-type mobile devices, so VGA, HDMI, RJ45, 3.5mm audio, and USB. An optional sixth cable of your choice can be included to accommodate a DVI connector, an XLR microphone connector, or quarter-inch audio jack. Cables are terminated at both ends. Get the scoop at www.neats.dk. BTX Technologies has a new version of its ProPlate and Panel Designer software. Updates include new connector symbols, designation strips for labeling, and a friendlier user interface. BTX's ProPlate and Panel Designer software configuration and ordering application allows any user to begin designing and ordering products within a matter of minutes. Users simply drag a wall plate or rack panel from BTX's product library and start designing and configuring. Connector options, which appear in a menu, include products from manufacturers such as Neutrik and Switchcraft, in addition to BTX's own connectors. You can download the free software solution at http://www.btx.com. Here's an interesting one to me. Norwalk, Connecticut-based Translux offers a new LED tube to replace T8 fluorescent tubes. Most LED replacements have had a narrow emission cone of 120 degrees. This new product has a wide 300-degree cone and frosted glass, so it looks and outputs like a fluorescent tube, but with the energy use and long-life advantages of LEDs. Rave's own Chris Chinnick observes that while LED tubes are still more expensive than fluorescent tubes for commercial installations, the numbers are starting to make sense. Read about Chris's visit to Translux and why he thinks LEDs are a smart choice at www.ravepubs.com. And this is an interesting story to me because Norwalk, Connecticut is the next town over from where I am right now in Stamford, and I didn't know they were there. So I think I'll be going to take a look. From BenQ, their newest projector is the W1500, a native HD DLP projector that claims to be the first with the Wireless Home Digital Interface, or WHDI. WHDI is a consumer electronic standard for wireless HDTV connectivity that allows for uncompressed HD video over a wireless RF frequency of 5 GHz. It's supported and driven by Hitachi, LG, Motorola, Samsung, Sharp, and Sony, as well as BenQ. It means that you can connect any WHDI device to the BenQ projector without any cables, as long as the Blu-ray player, HD set-top box, phone, etc. has WHDI integrated as an output. AV environmentalists take note. In eco-blank mode, the projector blanks out the screen whenever projection isn't needed, saving up to 70% of lamp power, while a no-source-detected mode automatically lowers brightness to 30% when no display has been detected for more than 3 minutes. In standby mode, the W1500 lowers power consumption to less than 0.5 watts during periods of inactivity. See the specs for the W1500 FHD wireless projector at www.benq.us. Crestron has introduced a new two-button wireless keypad to its line of InfiniteNet X wireless lighting control products. Available in black or white, the HTT B2EX BATT is battery-powered, portable, and designed to control a wide range of applications, including as a bedside controller in homes and hotels, a personal workspace controller, or a conference room presenter selector. Aimed at both the home and pro markets, Crestron promotes the keypad as a simple wireless controller for lighting, automation, and entertainment. The two-button keypad wirelessly connects to a Crestron control system, substantially reducing wiring and associated labor costs. Read all about it at Crestron.com. Sharp's PNR903 90-inch display is now shipping. The LED-lit 1920 by 1080 LCD panel can be mounted in both portrait and landscape modes. The PNR903 is specifically designed for use in commercial AV applications. It supports 24/7 365 use, it's less than 5 inches deep, and has a 176-degree viewing angle. Inputs include VGA, HDMI, DVI, and DisplayPort, and it can be controlled via LAN or RS-232. Visit www.sharpusa.com for details. I'll tell you right now, a number of my customers have put in the new 90s because they really broke a price barrier, and we're seeing quite a lot of them. In news from Mersive, a leading provider of visual computing software, they've announced the addition of two new executives to support the growing demand for its recently released Solstice product. Rick Emery has joined as Vice President of Sales and Business Development, and Thomas Rouge has joined as the Vice President of Product Development. As Vice President of Sales and Business Development, Rick Emery is responsible for driving Mersive sales and global partner program. As Vice President of Product Development, Thomas Rouge is leading Mersive's product development for its award-winning Solstice and Sol software solutions. Mersive Solstice software enables multiple users with a diversity of devices using a range of applications to access any display at the same time. Solstice provides knowledge workers with access to simple and affordable visual display systems that foster interaction, facilitate decision-making, and cultivate creativity. Mersive is based in Denver, Colorado. For more information, visit www.mersive.com. Also, Wirestorm Technologies, a global manufacturer that specializes in innovative HD audio and video distribution products and a leading adopter of HD-based T technology, has announced the promotion of Dave Scora and Glenn Harvey within its technical support and management team. They also welcome new employees to the marketing team. James Meredith is the new Wirestorm Inado product manager, and Katie Sylvia is the global marketing manager. Wirestorm's award-winning products include HDMI and HDBT extenders, the first HD-based T audio amplifier, configurable matrix switchers, splitters, converters, and basic control. Wirestorm products are manufactured to ISO 9001 standards. And for more information about Wirestorm, visit www.wirestorm.com. That's Wirestorm, W-Y-R-E-S-T-O-R-M. In more corporate news, Vadio introduces Bernadette Yard as the newest addition to the Vadio inside sales team. Bernadette, that's Bernie to her pals, will be responsible for coordinating and providing video product demonstrations worldwide, providing sales support to Vadio manufacturer reps and dealers, and assisting with system configuration, pricing, part numbers, and availability. Vadio's line, especially their Easy USB line, has been taking off like crazy. I know I've been using them quite a lot, and I look forward to meeting Bernadette in a video conference soon. In association news, Cedia has named Bob Schluter, chief engineer and founder of Middle Atlantic, as this year's Lifetime Achievement Award recipient. Schluter will be recognized at the annual Electronic Lifestyles Award celebration at Cedia Expo on September 28, 2013. He's a holder of multiple patents, and he's been active in the professional audio, video, and computer industries in various capacities since 1976. Wow, even before me. From his early involvement in electronic equipment design and recording studios through his 30-plus years as chief engineer and CEO at Middle Atlantic, Bob has been intimately involved in integrating and installing audio, video, and computer systems and adapting rack enclosures to accommodate rapidly changing technologies. Schluter's universally recognized white papers on the management of power, cabling, and heat in racks and cabinets have contributed significantly to the industry and remain a valuable resource for home technology professionals. Cedia's Lifetime Achievement Award recognizes an individual who has exhibited outstanding, creative, innovative, and visionary leadership in the growth and advancement of the residential electronic systems industry. Nominations are submitted by industry professionals and are evaluated on the basis of achievement and service within the industry. Cedia Expo will be held September 25th through 28th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. You can find out more about this and other things as news breaks on this and many other stories at www.ravepubs.com. Well, that's all the news we have time for this week, but join us again next episode here on The Week on Rave Radio. And don't forget, there's lots more to listen to in our other podcasts on Rave Radio. Check them all out at www.ravepubs.com and on iTunes. And thanks once again to our sponsors, Hypersign and Atlas Sound, for helping us bring you this show. Check out some great stuff at www.hypersign.com and www.atlassound.com. And thanks again for listening to Rave Radio. I'm Joel Rollins, wishing you a great week ahead.